Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are still in Revelation chapter 19, and we're actually going to go back to that verse 11 again because we're looking at what John saw. So let's pick up verse 11. John says, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him, which no one knows except himself. Now, just a moment right here. He has a name, and it's written, and it's that word on him is not in the English. It's actually italicized there. But it's placed there where we have understanding of what the Greek means right there. And it means that the name is written on him. And it's a name written on him which no one knows except himself. Verse 13 continues. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So he's got a name written on himself that no one knows except himself. He's clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So his name is the Word of God. Verse 14, and the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white, clean, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule, or he will shepherd them, with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And we've covered these verses up this point in time. It continues over verse 16. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we learn here in verse 16 that on the robe, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. On his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. But we saw earlier that his name is called the Word of God. Saw before that, that he has a name written on him, and no one knows the name except him. We don't know what the name is. So we can't really come back and say, oh, well, now we know the name's King of Kings, Lord. No. Verse 16 is sort of funny because on his robe and on his thigh, does that mean it's literally on his thigh? One commentator said, oh, no. It just means that the name is on his sword because the sword is held on a thigh. Okay, except that it said in the verse before that the sword comes out of his mouth. From his mouth comes a sharp sword. The sword in his context is coming out of his mouth, which is, I acknowledge, stranger, right? No, there's something here that his name is written on his robe and it's written on his thigh. Oh, yeah, I got friends that go all crazy over that. Yeah, Jesus got some tats going on, right? Some tattoos. I don't know about that, okay? But it's on his thigh. Verse 17 continues. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun. That's interesting, is it? In the sun. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds which fly in mid-heaven, come, assemble for the great supper of God. Let me stop here for a moment. So this angel comes out. The angel's in the sun. Okay. Let me just check the other parallels with this real quick. I got to scroll a little bit. Verse 17. And the American Standard says in the sun, King James in the sun, ESV standing in the sun, the Lexham standing in the sun. Well, they all agree. Okay, that always makes me a little nervous, right? No, standing in the sun, it probably means that the sun is his backdrop. And people say, well, he can't be standing in the sun. The sun's 94 million miles away. Yeah. Don't come along and superimpose what we think we know about cosmology upon the Word of God. A bunch of what we think we know about cosmology is wrong, is incorrect, and is an over lie, folks. Just take what it says right here. The angel is standing in the sun, in the brightness of the sun, and he's crying out with a loud voice. Who's he crying out to? The birds. And he's saying to all the birds which fly in mid-heaven. Well, where is mid-heaven? Well, mid-heaven is where birds fly. Sometimes we make it a little too hard, folks. It's where birds fly. And what is he crying out to them? He's saying, come, assemble. Y'all come together for the great supper of God. Verse 18 now. Angel still speaking. So that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of commanders and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free men and slaves and small and great. So this angel is crying out to the birds and saying, y'all come because y'all about to have a feast. And he calls it the great supper of God. And the great supper of God is the birds eating the flesh of kings, commanders, mighty men, horses, those who ride on the horses, the flesh of all men, whether they be free men or slaves, whether they be small, insignificant men or great, powerful men. They're all going to die and the birds of the air are going to eat them. Okay. Now, it doesn't mean that all mankind dies because we see some stuff. We've already seen it already. There's going to be people that make it through the day of the Lord. Okay. That will make it all with Jew and Gentile. But the majority will die and the birds are going to eat their flesh. Verse 19. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. So here we come. It's the beast. It's the kings of the earth and all their armies. They're assembled together. They're coming. They're going to make war against the one that we saw riding on the horse and against his army. Verse 20. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast. And those who worshiped this image, these two were thrown alive into the lake of fire which burns with brimstone. So how's the battle go for them? The beast and the false prophet are seized apparently immediately, and they're thrown alive into the lake of fire. They didn't die. They're grabbed there. They're thrown in the lake of fire. A little detail about the lake of fire. It burns with brimstone. Verse 21. Last verse, Revelation 19. And the rest were killed with the sword, which came from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Who was killed? Yeah, all the people that were delineated earlier. They're going to be killed. They're going to be killed how? By the sword that comes out of the mouth of him who rides on that horse. How does that happen? How does that go down? I'm not sure. We understand how battles take place in the past, how they take place today. Are they going to be killed just by the word of the Lord? You actually see that happening later when God deals with some things, just by his breath. Is it by his word? If so, then why bring the whole armies together? If so, then why would he be splattered with blood, right? That kind of thing. So it's really intriguing to sort of think about these things. Just look at what we know. Stick with the facts of what we know. Okay, hey, we'll press on the next episode. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.